It's Monday, April 24th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Pakistani Christian mother, Fuzia Bibi, has finally gained her freedom from Mohammed Nazer, the man who abducted and abused her over 2 years ago and forced her into an Islamic marriage. The British Pakistani Christian Association reported that Bibi obtained an official separation from Nazer after a Pakistani court heard her case last month. Praise God for her deliverance. Psalm 103, 6 and 13 says, "The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him." France could face its own Frexit in the future after far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who wants to expel 10,500 terrorist suspects from the country, and independent centrist Emmanuel Macron beat the two main parties to go head-to-head in the upcoming presidential election, reports the Daily Mail. Around 40 million votes have been tallied so far. France's Interior Ministry says Macron is currently in the lead with 23.54%, followed by Le Pen with 22.33%. But it is thought that Le Pen's chances of winning are limited as supporters for Republican candidate François Fillon, who conceded but has gained 19% of the vote so far, will support Macron. As they look to the May 7th runoff, Macron urged hope in Europe instead of fear, a reference to Le Pen's anti-European Union campaign. In an interview with Dana Bash on CNN Sunday morning, Democrat Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois said that anyone can be a Democrat so long as they support the murder of babies in the womb.
I want to ask you before we go as a Democratic leader about some party politics. A debate broke out in your party this week when Bernie Sanders endorsed a candidate with a pro-life voting record for mayor of Omaha, Nebraska. Elise Hoag, who's the president of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, called the endorsement a betrayal of women. Where do you come down on this debate? Are you with NARAL or Senator Sanders?
Listen, I am committed to women's rights under the law, reproductive rights, certainly. And our party is. We've made that part of our platform and position for a long, long time. I know within the ranks of the Democratic Party, there are those who see that differently on a personal basis. But when it comes to the policy position, I think we need to be clear and unequivocal. We need to be understanding of those who take a different position because of personal conscience. But as long as they are prepared to back the law, Roe versus Wade, prepared to back women's rights as we've defined them under the law, then I think they can be part of the party.
Senator Dick Durbin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Last week, the Iowa House and Senate passed a pro-life bill, denying state family planning funds to organizations which murder the unborn, according to LifeSite News. The bill redirects $400,000 from 12 Planned Parenthood abortion mills to other community health facilities. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin declared 2017 the year of the Bible. In line with that, Bevin signed a bill into law this month directing the Kentucky Department of Education to make policies allowing public schools in the state to offer Bible courses. Last month, Bevin signed a measure stating that students may express religious and political views in public schools and on college campuses without interference from school management, reported Kentucky Today. The Office of BGLTQ Student Life at Harvard University, if you can keep up with the alphabet soup of sexual deviancy, released a new guide for students instructing them to, quote, fight transphobia, unquote, reported Campus Reform. The school-sponsored flyer claims, quote, there are more than two sexes, unquote, and that, quote, gender is fluid and changing, unquote, even varying, quote, from day to day, unquote. Wrong! The Lord Jesus Christ declares, from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. Mark 10:6. San Francisco experienced a major power outage last Friday, with nearly 90,000 people losing power after a circuit breaker failed at a substation, reported CNN. The outage also caused chaos for traffic and transit systems. Another power failure on Friday affected a New York City subway station, backing up trains all over the city. Over 8,000 U.S. retail stores are expected to close this year, the largest number in the last decade, reported the Wall Street Journal. Smaller retailers like BB and American Apparel are in the process of closing all their stores. Larger stores like JCPenney, Payless Shoe Source, Sears, and Macy's are having to scale back to a certain extent as e-commerce centers such as Amazon are on the rise. Sermon content is what appeals to most American churchgoers, not the church band or choir, according to a recent poll by Gallup. The survey found that 3 in 4 people said the sermon, both to learn about Scripture and to connect religion to their own lives, was a, quote, major factor, unquote, for why they attended. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:31-32. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, April 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at ColoradoFatherSon.com. That's ColoradoFatherSon.com.